Hydro One Networks is staging open houses this month to consult with Northerners on the upcoming construction of the Northeast Powerline project. The proposed 500-kilovolt transmission line will run 200 kilometers between the Hanmer Transformer Station, Greater Sudbury, and Mississauga Transformer Station, west of Blind River, near the village of Warncliffe. The line is part of Ontario's independent electricity system operators' growth plans to add power capacity in the Northeast. Hydro One is inviting residents, property owners, Indigenous people, business owners, politicians and any other interested stakeholders at two engagement sessions in Sudbury and Elliott Lake to provide feedback on the early planning phase of the project. The Elliott Lake Open House is March 19 from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Royal Canadian Legion Branch 561, 10 Veterans Way. The Hanmer session is March 20 from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Centennial Community Centre, 4333 Centennial Drive. Hydro One said it plans to host additional community open houses in Warncliffe later this spring. Hydro One said it will offer First Nations a 50% equity stake in the transmission line component of the project and said it is committed to working to advance the project together in partnership. Following a second round of public consultation next spring, the project's environmental assessment process is expected to be completed in the summer of 2025. Construction, following approvals, is slated for 2027. The in-service date is 2029. Incorporating local feedback and knowledge is integral to this project as we plan and design the future transmission line, said Sunny Karunakaran, Hydro One's Vice President, Strategic Projects and Partnerships. There is incredible potential for growth and development in northeastern Ontario, and this new transmission line will help unlock the region's prosperity. Our government is working to get shovels in the ground for critical electricity infrastructure, including new transmission, to ensure communities and industries across the north can continue to grow, said Todd Smith, Ontario's energy minister in a statement.